I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dude. Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in. It is The Drive on a Wednesday. Shout out to our guy Cecil Shorts III, who joined us coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, 4:40. Our guy Brandon Scott will bring his Texans report on the bye week, and coming up in the next segment, a little stock up, stock down. We do that every Wednesday. You can have yours and be prepared to give your stock up, stock downs. Listen, we've had some struggles on the stock ups at times. This stock down was a challenge, especially when you look at what happened this week. Nobody played poorly, I don't think.
First 3 weeks were a little bleak with stock up.
Again, I'm not going to tell you. I do a lot of memory of that fourth quarter. So maybe there was somebody who's in there getting their asses kicked in the fourth quarter. I just wasn't watching it with the same intensity. But we'll do that coming up in just a bit. All right. If you all missed it, I would urge that you go check it out. 2 o'clock hour in Payne and Pendergast this morning, started at 7:30. They sat down and they spoke with the general manager, as they often do. Good for them. But they spoke with the general manager, and it was about 7:30. I was taking the kids to school, and I heard the conversation they had throughout the morning. And again, like I said, if you missed it, you go ahead and listen to it in its entirety at the hour two in Payne and Pendergast. Around 7:30 is when that started. But in particular, he talked about one of his veterans and his veteran offensive lineman, Titus Howard, and how he has played this year.
Titus has worked really hard. He's got a good attitude. He's played a lot of football. We've asked him to do a number of things, you know, through the years, fairly or unfairly, but he's handled everything very professionally, and he's done whatever the team has asked him to do. So, and nothing but respect and appreciation for that type of mindset and attitude. Relative to leadership and his presence in the room, he's probably got as much experience playing as anybody in that room. Probably him and Lakin have the most experience playing football. So, you know, I mean, Titus has got a good playing style. He's physical. He's improved. He works hard at it, and he's played good football. So anytime that you can put good football on tape, that really speaks more than anything else. But Titus has done a really good job for us. Even going back to week one, we decided, okay, the best thing for us that week is to bump him inside because Ed wasn't available. And then we ended up playing, you know, Cam at left tackle and putting Ursary over there at right tackle, and really didn't blink an eye. So was it the best thing for him? You know, maybe not. But in the end, like, that was the right thing, you know, for us, because we felt that was our best opportunity to potentially win. So Tutties has done a really good job. He's played good football, and I think if he can continue to play, you know, at this level, it's going to help not only him but the team's performance overall as well.
That's Nick Caserio, the general manager, again on with Payne and Pendergast earlier this morning, talking about Tytus Howard and his performance this year. He's played some guard in game one, and then he's been a staple over there at that right tackle spot. Clint, I'm curious from you and the people, 713-574-610, YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in on this. How would you grade Tytus Howard through this point of the season? They played five games going into the bye week. PFF ranks him 33rd out of 71 tackles. We heard CJ the other day after the game talk about him playing at an all-pro level. Tytus Howard coming into this year, now he's kind of taken over the reins, at least in terms of his time being here as the longest offensive lineman here with the Texans. How would you grade his performance up to this point?
Yeah, look, I don't know how you put a grade on Tytus Howard. He's played two different positions. I mean, I would have to go back and specifically watch every rep of every game that he particularly plays and just really dial in on him. I know he's played well. I would say I don't think anybody's been great given kind of how the season started and he has had to play multiple positions, but I would say a B plus, A minus, somewhere in there is what I would just pin on Tytus Howard off the cuff. I just know that with where Tytus Howard is right now, appearing to play at a high level at the tackle position and with the ability to play all four positions, the only one not that he can't play would be center. And I don't know that if you didn't give him the chance that he couldn't handle that if need be. I think that's where the conversation starts. But, you know, you heard Nick Caserio talk about leadership there. I think this is where I may have undersold Tytus Howard a bit. And I'm not saying I did. I might have. I didn't have Tytus Howard being the guy that would fill the leadership void and the general manager would be talking about being a leader and the leader in the O-line room and things of that nature. I didn't have that on my bingo card. So there is definitely a big-time opportunity for somebody there to become the alpha in that room. And I do think that Tytus Howard has a huge advantage because there's – you know, before he ever opens his mouth, the fact that he can play four of the five positions on that offensive line put him in that particular room, put him in a league of his own, right? And so, you know, there's a level of respect for Tytus Howard and his ability to position flex and literally play damn near anywhere that there's a level of respect there from everybody in the room because he's the only one that can do it. And the opportunity to take over that room is there. Now, we'll see if Tytus has that, if he even wants to, or if that has that in him. But I think Tytus Howard. I'm just glad that they're I think highlighting Tytus Howard as we go along here because I do think, given how he's been treated throughout his career, playing inside out, and shifting sometimes and many times last second back to inside playing guard kind of deal, it's nice to see him getting a shot to play tackle and playing at a high level.
Yeah, Clint, I don't know that I'm going to go where CJ is saying he's playing at an all-pro level. Yeah, I think that's aggressive. But I think he's been really, really good. And listen, I know what Pro Football Focus says. I we watch every one of these games. Regardless of what Ed has done, and shout out to Ed Ingram, who has played really, you know, solid ball. Tytus has been this team's best offensive lineman from what I see when I watch every game.
Well, it's the first time in his career, too, where the best edge rusher on every opponent is going to go to the rookie side. So he's not going to where before guys would be like, no, I'd rather go to Tytus side than Tunsil side kind of thing. But so I think teams are going to choose to really zero in on Ariante Ursary before they do Tytus Howard. Now, some teams you run into are going to have two guys, and you're going to have to deal with them. And we'll see where kind of how he stays healthy. We'll see how he handles those situations moving forward. We'll see if he does become kind of the undisputed leader in that room. But there's an opportunity for him to get paid again coming up sooner rather than later. And Tytus is, I think, he's building a good case for himself.
Yeah, he has been really, really impressive, and I think to the point that you were making. Not just what he's been through, but then what he has kind of done to change his body around and be ready to be able to play either one of the positions, right, that he's been able to play. And I know at times the offensive line has looked poor, and you know, which he's a part of. But I don't know. When I watch it and see him, I don't ever look over there and think, boy, 71 is really fighting it. Hell, I thought he's gotten called for some bad holding penalties.
Agreed.
At times this year. And, like, there's – I don't know, man. There's a different feel to Titus this year just in his demeanor. I don't know if it's a situation of, all right, man, like, you got the keys now, as you said, the leader of this group. And he has a different level of confidence that he's moving around in. And I think it's showing on the field and in his play. So, shout out to Titus Howard. I think has been – A really, really good. I don't know about all pro level, but I think you can kick around Pro Bowl level when you compare him to other players. He's definitely been above average this year at that right tackle spot, and good for him. And I'm glad that he's been able to perform at that high level. Someone texted and said I'd give him about a B. There have been some snaps where he has gotten CJ killed. They said Titus is the Lassiter for the offense, just does his job and doesn't say much. And see, the don't say much. No, I don't. I think he's become more vocal. I think he's become, especially from a leadership perspective, Cornbread, I think, sent that in. I think he's become more vocal.
Well, there's definitely an opportunity. I mean, that's yeah. The thing is it's, you know, it's hard to expect anybody to come into an O-line room and become themselves from a leadership perspective, from a being vocal perspective, from holding guys accountable perspective when Laramie Tunsil's in the room. That's just the reality. I'm not blaming it on Laramie. That's just the reality of it. When you remove Laramie Tunsil, that level of player, then all of a sudden there's an opportunity for somebody to step up. Now that Lake, I thought it was going to be Lake and Tomlinson, to be completely honest with you, given that he and D'Amico Ryans had a history, and you got to believe that's why D'Amico Ryans brought him in here. Veteran, a lot of pelts on the wall, been around the block, played a lot of football, started a lot of games, you know, plays with the approach that I think D'Amico wants his O-line to, the identity of his O-line to have. But clearly now he's not even starting, so it's going to be hard if you're not starting. And again, I go back to, you know, the only thing that's going to keep Titus Howard off the field in any way, shape, or form is injury, right? And I think everybody knows that. So that's a leg up on the competition. The fact that he can play so many positions, a leg up on the competition. The fact that beyond Lake and Tomlinson, he's the most tenured offensive lineman in that room, or at least right there neck and neck with the most tenured offensive lineman in that room. So there's clearly an opportunity to be the leader and be the kind of the tip of the spear in that O-line room, and he's got several legs up if you look at the other guys in that room. So, yeah, man, maybe I didn't give Titus Howard the credit that he deserves from jump. We'll see if he takes that bull by the horns or not. I got to believe if he does, because his contract's up.
I was just about to say, is he somebody you think you give a third deal to?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. It's hard to go and say, yeah, we're prepared to move on from him. Well, I know you drafted Blake Fisher, but it's hard to say we're prepared.
Yeah,
to
no,
move
no, no. If you still had Laramie Tunsil opposite, and you were gonna break Laramie Tunsil off again, or maybe you had two more years of Laramie Tunsil, then yeah, you could piddle around and try to figure out your tackle opposite Laramie Tunsil. But right now, the only for sure thing you have really across that entire offensive line is Titus Howard and the fact that he can play four positions. Now, I hope they let him play right tackle. I hope they bring keep some guards in here. I hope Juice Scruggs works out. I hope Ingram works out. You'd have two really young guards right there. Jake Andrews, another young interior offensive lineman. I mean, hell, Ariante Urshree being a rookie over left tackle. I mean, it's really young, so you could spend some money on Titus Howard. And again, I've said this before with Titus. Now, this is whether he becomes the leader in that room or not. I mean, the fact that dude can play four positions in a pinch, that is unbelievably valuable when you have that much youth on your offensive line. Hell, whether it's youth or it's veterans that are injured or it's just injury prone players or it's maybe you don't have the depth that you'd like, Titus Howard is super, super valuable. And if he can play right tackle this entire year and play at a Pro Bowl level maybe, or even flirt with Pro Bowl level, shoot, yeah, you got to pay that dude. Ain't no doubt about it. Especially given that you ain't paying the rest of your offensive line. You ain't paying none of them yet.
Yeah, Cornbread, yeah. You got to re-sign Titus. Text line coming through. Titus could have a great second career at times as a Matador. I would pay Titus. I like what he's done from the text line. How much would he cost? Would he be a big hit? I wouldn't pay him big money.
He's not going to set the market. He's a right tackle. I mean, he's not going to. Look, I know there's some right tackles out there that are making money, and the right left thing means less today than it ever has. But I mean, this isn't breaking off the way you break off Laremy Tunsil. He just, again, now he may hold you a tad bit hostage because he feels like he's been done wrong, and he could be a Laremy Tunsil had he just played tackle. But you've been jacking around with him, playing him at guard half the time. I think you get Titus Howard, assuming he plays right tackle at a high level this year for 18 weeks, 17 games. I think you get him at a discounted deal because of what all he can bring to the table.
Text line, Titus Howard has a new contract coming, so now he wants to play. I vote don't pay him, let him go. A couple of things to something that Clint has alluded to. This is going to be the third, I believe, at least three out of 4 years, maybe his third straight year that he has had to play multiple positions in a season.
Yep.
And not just tackle, guard and tackle.
And change sides of the ball.
Yeah. and then also to that point, like let's also live in reality, guys. The biggest struggle from a player personnel perspective has been the offensive line. That has been the biggest issue that this group, whether it's been Nick by himself or Nick with D'Amico, whatever, that's been the biggest issue. I don't know, boy. I don't know that they're in a space right now where they just go turn loose guys that are like Titus Howard to know that you feel comfortable they're gonna find a better option or as good an option right now because they just haven't been strong at that.
Yeah, and I don't want to gamble on it.
I mean, they've already done it. They already gambled on it with
you pay
Laremy
him,
Tunsil.
You pay him and your offensive line room is set for the next handful of years, 2-3 years. Assuming they continue to play well, like they had the last couple of weeks, and assuming they don't just implode, which if their quarterback keeps playing the way he has, I don't see that being an issue. Nor do I ever see, if they do implode, I don't see it being Titus Howard that makes that happen. So, yeah, I don't know. At this point, I don't know how you don't pay Titus Howard. And ultimately, his play the rest of the year is going to dictate, you know, do you have to pay him a boatload or is he just a run-of-the-mill right tackle?
Yeah, if I'm a Texans fan, I'm sweating bullets if they unloaded Titus Agreed. Howard and just to leave it that, all right, they'll figure it out. They'll figure it out under CJ. CJ may lose his mind. He lost Tunsil and lose Titus, a guy just sits playing at an all-pro level back-to-back years.
OCs and OTs have not been good to Those decisions
another
have
one.
Not
That's
been
another
good.
Over. That's another one. Another one. For All CJ. Right, coming up, little stock up, stock down. Text in. What is your stock up? What player, what person for the Texans stock is going up for you and which one is going
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
One down, that's next.
Tootski, come on.
Every football season brings highs.
Yes! Rock and roll!
And lows.
Every week, though, there's no excuse for that.
Oh, no.
It's time to buy or sell.
And tell him to sell!
It's Texans Stock Up, Stock Down on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I'm going to pump those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers in this racket.
That's right. Stock Up, Stock Down, live on The Drive every Wednesday right about this time. And it's the bye week. Houston Texans not in action this week. They head into the bye week. The 2-3 record, but two strong wins to head into the bye week. And I want to start with you, Ron, the show, Hughley. And as I'm known to do, I like to get the negatives out of the way. So let's go ahead and do that. Do our best Jordan Belfort impression and get them negatives out of the way. Stock down for you, Ron, for the Houston Texans as they head into this bye week for 2025.
Stock down here. This guy is, for me, almost just a disappointment from what I thought he was going to be. And that is Kalen Bullock. He's not been awful or anything, but, you know, we were in training camp, Clinton Tyler, and you could not stop seeing him make plays. Even when we weren't there, when they went to West Virginia, he was making plays. He was picking off CJ left and right. He was
flashes.
He was primed to have a big season. We were like, man, he's the player of the camp for like the first 2 or 3 weeks, and he just hasn't made, I would say, the impact that I thought he would make this year. Again, he's not been terrible or anything. He's not been bad or anything. If you'd have told me, all right, man, you guys, hey, Texans gonna have a safety that leads the team with 3 picks, I wouldn't have said Petrie. I would have said after 5 weeks it would have been Kalen Bullock. And again, just kind of a bit disappointed that it's kind of been a slow start to me from him. Again, not been terrible, but I thought he was really just going to have a Pro Bowl-like season.
Yeah, I think there's been a little bit of a shift in how they're using him. And this has kind of sparked some interest to go back and look at some different things. But for whatever reason, like
He has been closer to the line of scrimmage. Bingo. More than, yeah.
I feel like I've seen him in the box and around the line of scrimmage more than expected. I mean, last year it felt like this dude's roaming center field all year long. I mean, he's doing his thing as a free safety, reading the eyes, picking off mistakes, and This year, it seems like he spent a little bit more time down in the box and showing some level of physicality, which is surprising being that he's light in the ass. You know what I mean? He just doesn't seem – he's not a real thick player. He came in. They said he needed to gain weight. Now, I don't know how important it is that he gains weight. He plays physical, and he gets it done. But the change in kind of how he's being deployed, I think, probably lends itself to not being in position to have get his hands on as many balls as he did last year.
So young Kalen Bullock.
Yeah, man, I just expected more. Just expected more. It's just 5 weeks, but I expected more.
You know, I think we all did.
I mean, it wasn't an easy week now.
It wasn't. It
wasn't.
Baltimore.
A lot of good.
Harbaugh's biggest loss as the head coach of the Baltimore Ravens at home at the hands of your Houston Texans. It's beautiful. All right, stock down for Ron. That was Kalen Bullock. Over to you, Clint Sterner. What is your stock down for these Houston Texans going into the bye?
The low-hanging fruit, man. Lakin Tomlinson. I mean, 100-plus.
Real LT.
100-plus consecutive start streak that he had down the drain. I'm so glad to see it because I thought for a second there we were going to see this rotate, you know, this musical chairs at left guard just to keep that starting streak alive. But yeah, Lakin Tomlinson, like I said a couple segments ago, I thought he was the guy. And again, I put a lot of stock into D'Amico Ryans, knew exactly who he was. They were in San Francisco, I believe, together. If you're going to bring this guy in that maybe has a little bit, has a couple of warts, not the best pass protector, but you know, hey, this guy's an alpha. This guy's super physical. This guy embodies everything I want my offensive line to be. He's going to come in and lead this group. Well, yeah, okay, make it. Plug and play. He was a plug and play starter, you know, damn near from jump. And so for that to not work out, I got to believe that the stock is down on Lakin Tomlinson. The left guard. No harm, no foul, because that means that a second reformer, second round pick that you got aggressive and moved up to get in Juice Scruggs is the guy, and that means he's playing well. So no harm, no foul, but Lakin Tomlinson stock down.
All right, we got them damn annoying negative Nancys out of the way. You are tuned into The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Stock up, stock down. We do it every Wednesday right around 3:30 p.m. Got the stock downs done with. Want to stay with you right there, former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner. What is your stock up for the Texans as they go into this bye week for 2025?
I got a couple of them. And since I'm not going to mess anybody else's up, I'm going to use them. Nick Cayley, man. I mean, right now, I don't know if that offense is going to travel to Seattle well or not. But just to know that Nick Cayley has in his bag the ability to go get 10 different guys' targets, 8 different guys' catches. To know that he has it in his bag to get his quarterback, convince his quarterback to buy in and play this brand of football. You know, it looks like some of the double team stuff and the offensive line that I talked about last week is starting to pay off. So I'm going to go with Nick Cayley on the offensive side of the football. And Ron, I can't leave my man MJ Stewart out. There's not a stat line. There's not a big play. But MJ Stewart appears to be a real starter in this league. And he jumps off the screen at times. He's not just a fill-in. I'll be honest, I thought he was a special teams guy playing safety until they found somebody else, until Jimmy Ward got healthy or until somebody else proved they could play that position. I think MJ Stewart is a real starter, real player with this team.
Been thumping fools, too.
Yeah, man. Whew. He'll come down and hit you now.
I like that. And put a cap on this thing for us, Ron, the shoe, Hughley. Stock up for the Texans in your eyes.
A couple of stock ups, by the way, here on the text line. Houston stressing. EJ Speed gives him a stock up. The Ariante Ursary from the text line stock up.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Stressens, by the way. He does great work.
I'm going to go with, and he initially stole mine, but I get to say it first. So I, on the air, it was me. Nobody else knows that he stole it except for me on the text line because I can read it. And it is British Brooks. I got you. British Brooks. He had been another one like him, and there are a couple of Tommy and a couple of guys where they were so impressive from the coaching staff. At least they spoke of them this way, but started out being inactive multiple times this year, and we really got to see him. I know he only had 2 carries for 15 yards, but it is hard every time we see him, whether he's on special teams. Or he gets an opportunity running the ball, whether that's preseason or regular season, whatever. Like, it's hard to miss him. It seems like he does something that you remember. And I'm telling you, boy, that little fullback dive, And that dude is coming in. He does not seem to really give a damn about his own health. And he is just going to run as hard as he can, and you better just stop him. And most aren't able to do so. He had a nice little 9-yard run in that game, and I like his physicality and what he brings, and I think they like it. Jakob Johnson has the injury, and I think we're potentially going to see more of that. I'd much rather have British Brooks lined up back in the backfield in a fullback role than try to roll one of those tight ends to do it. So I really like what he's doing.
Look, I'll be honest with you. I'd rather have British Brooks in there than Jakob Johnson. I know there's a history there with Nick Caserio, and there's maybe more of a true fullback with him. But I would love to see these guys make a decision when they have options. Right now, they're forced into playing British Brooks, right, with an injury. But I'd love to see them say, you know what? We're going to take a guy that may not have the resume at fullback. We're going to take the guy that is more athletic, that brings a little bit more explosion, that brings a little bit more pop to the position, and we're going to get creative with him and bank on his athletic ability. Along, I mean, look, he's not small, but just his running back abilities versus his fullback experience. I like that. I like that little bit of a call to risk. I like that. I like that decision by the organization. Although this one, again, they were forced into it, I believe, by injury. I like him at fullback, man, and I think the two plays he made last week are probably going to earn him some more run.
I'm with you. Stock up for our guy, British Brooks. All right, coming up, hey, we want to make sure you have an opportunity to win a little cash and stay with T-Mills. So with these games, T-Mills got some games coming up before the end of the show where we regularly do T-Mills Best Bets. We're going to move it up, so we'll do T-Mills Best Bets coming up in this segment, so stay tuned. And somebody else, Clint, I don't even think we put him on stock down because, I mean, it's been down, and there ain't no reason to be repetitive. I want to get into to him right before we hit T-Mills.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Best Bets coming up next.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, coming up here in this segment, to make sure you know T-Mills Best Bets. So to make sure you get yourself If you're looking to bet and you're looking to follow our guy, T-Mill, he will give those bets coming up here in this segment just because some of the games he's looking at are earlier than the 5:50-ish time frame we normally do.
Early bird special.
That's right. Seattle's not on the list. We're going to go on a little earlier. They're up 3-1 now. The Tigers just got an RBI double. It's crazy, man. Postseason baseball, my man, I was just telling Clinton a break. I'm looking at it right now. My man is no problem. This Miller fella's just been rolling. Gave up a double, strikeout. I gave up a single, got an out, and then just gave up an RBI double. And that manager was out past the steps by the time that ball got thrown into second base to go get his ass that quick. So, but if the Mariners win, they advance to the ALCS. So, a lot to get to, but T-Mill's best bet's coming up here in a bit. All right, Clint, I was looking at this earlier this week, and I saw our guy DJ Bieniemy, who covers the Texans for ESPN. He said, to be honest, the Texans defense is top tier in almost every category. Clearly, the staff doesn't feel they need to have Christian Harris active. The results speak for themselves, not going to question them on that. Like, we've been talking about trades. I got to believe there have got to be a lot of teams sniffing and hunting around to see, hey, what's going on with the Christian Harris thing, and what will it take to get him? Clearly, Clint, he was inactive in the game. He played 4 snaps the week before. Clearly, they have, at least at this point, moved past Christian Harris, and the only way it appears he gets on the field is if there's injury. And it may not just be injury. It may be injuries right now for whatever reason. But and he may be more valuable in a trade right now for them than on the field. That one is just wild, Clint, that we went from just two years ago in the playoffs, them sitting there together and them watching film together, and he gets that pick six against the Browns and takes it back, and seeing what he's able to do to Clint, where they got the best, maybe the best defense in football, and they don't even have him active in a game against the Ravens that they need. That is wild where we've come with Christian Harris.
Yeah, you can argue a year ago against Baltimore, whenever that game fell, you could argue that he was the best player on the field in that game. And now he is buried on a depth chart of linebackers. And let's be honest, I mean, he's having a hard time keeping his roles on special teams because there's linebackers that are taking those roles. So, there is clearly, we knew when EJ Speed was signed on this football team,
right. Yep.
That there was something going on with Christian Harris. And I'll be honest with you, I still don't know what the hell it is. Now, we've seen him on the field, so we're going to assume it's not some kind of season ending or some kind of injury that's nagging on him, but it may be injury related, and that previous injury may have slowed him down to the point where he just can't keep up with these current linebackers because they are all playing well. We've seen it before. We've seen really good players, Jalen Petrie. We've seen really good players kind of fall out of grace for one reason or another. Most of the time, it's, man, we can't trust you to be where you're supposed to be in these defensive schemes. We've seen it happen before, and D'Amico Ryan say, well, you can come over here and you can sit next to me.
It feels like it's more of that, don't it, right? Like, it's hard to think it's ability. Like, I was reminded of Larry. I saw it one time. They had Jake Hansen in that puppy.
Yeah.
And Christian Harris was active on the bench.
Yeah, like it has to be a trust issue. It has to be we can't trust you to keep your cool and not get penalties. We can't trust you to be where you're supposed to be, because it's damn sure not
an ability issue.
It's damn sure not a, hey, man, can you go sideline to sideline as well as anybody in the game, and can you tackle, and do you give us an element at the linebacker position that really nobody else brings to the table when you're healthy? That is not – that. I mean, he does that, assuming he's healthy. It has to – if it's not health-related, then it has to be some level of D'Amico Ryan's trust these other guys significantly more, because it's not like D'Amico's unwilling to adjust. I mean, look, I mean, all of a sudden, EJ Speed's getting more run than he was earlier in the year.
And so, you're right. The EJ Speed signing, you thought it was depth, I didn't think it meant Christian Harris, though, right? I thought maybe some others may need to, right, to look at it, right? Christian Harris, who they said was their most, what he said over the time, their most athletic linebacker, their most gifted linebacker. and he comes back healthy, you thought he would be he'd be good to go, but nah, man, he's inactive. I mean, there's got to be teams hunting around trying to figure out what's going on there. I got to be teams saying, hey, man, I'd like to activate him. I'd like to see what I can do with linebackers. As you said, man, you just don't find a lot of linebackers with the traits that he has in this game, with how this game is very important for those guys to be able to do multiple things. You don't find that a lot in guys like Christian Harris. We'll see, man. Four plays two games ago and inactive last week. And as you said, man, it don't seem like it's an injury thing. It seems like an injury that had him inactive. It seems like they just don't feel like he is the best dude to be out there. By the way, that fast, the Tigers have tied the game. That fast. We came back from break. It was 3-0. That fast, the Tigers have tied this game. Speaking of baseball and those bets, T-Mill, let's hear it. A little early right now because some early games. What's your best bets today?
Yeah, a little early today, but that's because one of these games that I got a wager for here is coming up in a little over 10 minutes. So if you want to get in on it, if you want to tell it, you're going to want to do that quick. Here are your five best bets around three Major League Baseball games starting here in a bit. First, actually, these first three are all within the same game. Brewers at Cubs. I'm on over 3.5 runs in the first five innings of this game today. I'm on another over in this matchup, Brewers and Cubs. I'm on the overall over in the game, over 6.5 runs, a very, very low number. I'm going to bet that almost every time I see it, but I do like the wager.
At Wrigley? Yeah. Where's the wind blowing? Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, the ball gets lost in the ivy and stuff. You never know what's going to happen, right?
Lost in the ivy. I was thinking about the wind taking it to Sheffield Avenue, but I hear you. Go ahead.
Who knows what treasures that thing holds. Next, I got another over in the same game. Over 3.5 runs just for the Cubs, for Kyle Tucker's Cubs team, over 3.5. So that's over 3.5 in the first five, over 3.5 for the Cubs squad, and over 6.5 in the game. I need a lot of runs in that game or it's going to be a bad day. Next, I got Canada. They couldn't get it done last night. The Blue Jays plus a run and a half.
I try to tell you about it.
You try to tell me about what?
I try to tell you about that, man. I try to give you a hint. I said, man, I'll keep it to myself who I think's going to win that game. I don't want to. Yeah.
I'm stubborn.
Know it.
But today, the Blue Jays get it done. Georgie Springer and the Blue Jays get it done plus a run and a half in the Bronx. They're going to send the Yankee turds home crying. And then lastly here, the Phillies. I believe they are the late night game tonight. Phillies and Dodgers, I'm on the Phillies plus a run and a half at minus 145 odds in that one. Those are your five best bets, and after going 1-for-4 last night, we need them.
Yeah, Cubs, Yankees, and Phillies are all facing elimination tonight. All of them facing elimination tonight, so we'll get it. I don't know, man. They woke up. They done woke up Aaron Judge, man. I know how you feel about Aaron Judge. They done woke his ass up.
What you doing in my swamp?
Yeah, man. He had his moment last night as they were down 6-3. He went deep on a 3-run blast. I don't know, man.
It's
we'll
over
see.
Now.
It's over now. They got that out the way. Now it's over.
He'll go 0-for-5. Well, might not get that many at-bats. 0-for-4, probably, for Aaron Judge and his ugly ass tonight.
If I know baseball purists, And I'm certain, I feel like every clubhouse has 5 or 6 of them walking around in them. Well, that Jazz Chisholm probably pissed them smooth off with that bat flip.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he bat flipped that sucker all the way to damn near first base. I mean, immediately. It was a bomb. And Aaron Boone probably was thinking about sitting him. But it was a bomb. I mean, and he just, to give them the lead, he just absolutely fired that bad boy. Whoever's on the on-deck circle, man, it had to look out because he – fired that bad boy.
And all them Neanderthals up in the Bronx started going nuts.
I enjoyed it, boy. I enjoyed
it.
Idiots. I tell you, man, Vlad, man, he's hot, man. I thought you may look at him in terms of total bases. All right, Clint, what you got coming up in the four?
Do the Texans need to make a trade before the trade deadline hits this season? Do you want to get busy right now before it gets crowded in that market? What position or positions should the Texans be targeting? That right there is next.